This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Sammy has another amazing travel story for us, and it is going to be absolutely amazing. Sammy, your travel story, your throwback.
Now, on the theme of travel, because we have obviously been talking about travel a lot, I love some good travel.
You love a good travel.
As everybody does.
Everybody
loves a good travail. And we've just had Em walk into the room and she's been trying to flash me. Anyway.
As you do.
So, anyway, my brother and I went to New Zealand because we love a good travail. And we thought we'd be super touristy and go to an island. And, of course, islands are always a fun thing. Or fun place to go. You always have to make a day out of it. And they're always the sort of place that you need to go to and you sort of find your own way around that particular place. Well, from my experience anyway. So we went to Waiheke Island. We hopped on a boat and we travelled over there and we had our map and all very excited and stuff. And we get off the boat and there's this, it's like a lovely town and you sort of walk around that and then it's like, you know, you can then find your own way beyond that. So we thought, well, I can't drive. At that point, I think I was like, I don't know, 18 or something. Didn't have my... Oh, no, you can't hire a rental car, that's why.
Yeah.
And...
Bit dangerous.
Yeah, a little bit.
I would have trusted you, Sammy, but you know.
Oh, I'm pretty good.
And I was golf buggy, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And so we hop on this bus and then we go around to these different places and the map's a little bit confusing. And then we get to this really random area. It was like random. That is so random.
So random, Waiheke.
That bin is so random. And anyway, so we hop off this bus and the bus leaves us and it's literally the middle of nowhere. Like all I think I recall there being was a hut and then there was just this beach. And I was like, well, this is lovely. At the time, we were really obsessed with those panoramic photographs. So we would take those. So we'd pose and then we would pose the whole time while we were panning the camera around to try and get a nice photo of the whole view. So we were there for a good sort of half an hour to an hour. We started to get a little bit sick of it because, as I said, there was literally nothing around, maybe a couple of other people. So, anyway, we were like, oh, well, then we'll go to the bus stop and we'll see if we can go to another place. It was a little bit far from where we'd come off the boat. And, we were standing at this bus and then this bus comes along. Sorry, we're standing at the bus stop. We weren't standing at the bus.
What's that?
Standing on top of the bus.
And no, that was right. We were standing at the bus stop and they let these people off and then they tell us, oh, sorry, we aren't taking any more passengers. We're done for the day. And we're like, sorry, what? It was only like 2 o'clock or something in the afternoon. And it was January. So, you know, summertime, people are touristy, right?
They like savings.
And so we're just sort of looking around at each other because there are a couple of other people at the bus stop now going, well, this is great. We're in the middle of nowhere. And this bus has decided to not take us back home. So then we went, So then I was like, well, we could just walk from here, but we had absolutely no idea where we were. I mean, there were other people around, but, you know, being on an island, no phone reception.
Yeah.
And, so it was a little bit scary at the time. I did recover, though. I'm here.
It's a long walk back, Sammy.
Yeah, it was quite a long walk.
And a long swim.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I can't remember how that ended. I believe eventually, after a good hour or so, there was another bus that came along.
The party
very
bus.
Full, mind
Yeah.
Jumped on that and driver was a little bit erratic. I say a little bit erratic. I thought we were going to go off the cliff, but I thought, you know what? This is much better than being stuck back there. That's my story of being a little bit lost and a little bit sort of
concerned. I hate the feeling of being lost.
Yeah. And the thing is Auckland, it was in basically New Zealand, right? So Waiheke.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just don't really expect that of that sort of a country.
Yeah.
You pick up your game, New Zealand. Seriously.
Pick up your game.
You really scared me, I didn't want to go back at the time, but now I do because I love New Zealand.
Now I do really want to go to New Zealand.
Yeah,
we should make it's a guest.
I have a very good friend over in New Zealand. I'd really like to go see her.
We used to go there.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, we used to go there basically every year as a family, and then my brother and I kept up that.
Oh, well, haven't gone back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was 2015 or early 2016.
So okay, it hasn't been that long. You still got time.
You can go back.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'll be going back to Waiheke Island.
No.
Yeah, but it looks pretty.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.